Seven Japan Mobile. You two T-Mobile. Oh, just headed back to the house. Had to run out and run a couple errands. Had to go do a project I had. One of my inspections I do, and did that, and went and grabbed me some lunch, and now I'm headed back to the house to eat lunch, and then veg out until I got to go to rehearsals tonight.
I see. Well, I went and doing a little project maintenance on my receive antennas, and now I am heading up to Fresh Market to pick up some meat.
I went by Chipotle and picked up a meal for lunch, and there'll be enough, there's enough in it, it'll do me a couple of meals, so I'll make a couple of days out of this, but I had to do one of my property inspections to be done today, and right close to the house, so I was able to go do it and get it done and go pick me up some lunch, and now heading home, and boy, I'll tell you what, down here near me, there are more subdivisions building up right and left, and these houses are high-priced, and they're all on slabs.
I am not surprised. They're building everywhere. I know that right over here near us, they've got two or three new subdivisions going up, one of which, for sure, is a townhouse. So, they got, and their sign out front says starting at $300,000 or something about $300,000 for a townhouse.
Oh, those that are just are in the process of finishing up construction down here too. So, it's ridiculous. And they're building all these houses, building all these subdivisions. In fact, they got one over here on the road to my church. Its houses are $500,000 or more. Most of them are in the $1 million category. And I don't know where these people are all coming from that have got the money to buy these houses, because I sure as heck couldn't buy one today.
Broke down houses right in the curves on Pace Road coming to my house. Do you remember those, which ones I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Well, the guy that lives next door to there bought those two houses and renovated them. And I have no idea what he paid for the two houses and the land. You know, it's only maybe an acre. But he renovated both houses, and he sold one of them for $250,000. It's a one-bedroom, one-bathroom, kitchen, dining room. I mean, it can't be more than 400 square feet.
Doesn't surprise me. I've seen houses, it's in some areas, and there are people that will pay that much for those things. And, I could probably get by with about two-thirds of what I've got now. So, I mean, but get down into those 800 and smaller, those ain't big at all. You ain't got much room to turn around in most of those.
Well, I've never been inside those places, but I know it's small. And like I said, it can't be more than 400 square feet, 500 square feet. They're tiny. And the one next to it, I don't know if they've actually sold that one or if they're Airbnb-ing it. They'd be perfect for Airbnb.
We got a couple of folks that are doing some of that down here now that have bought a couple of properties that they're redoing so they can get them into that program.
I don't know if you remember that red cottage on the corner as you turn left to go to his house or right to go to the well house. He bought that cottage, and he's Airbnb-ing that. Fred Nancy Mountain there.
Oh, you said Fred was doing that.
Yeah, I'm at a traffic light here. I'm getting ready to turn, Rusty. It'll get better in a second. But, yeah, I don't know if you remember as you come up, coming up the dirt road, if you can make a left to go to his house or a right to go to the well house, there's a red cottage right there on that corner.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. It was a nice old cottage there.
Now, as well, so along with everything else up there. So right now it's rented out, but normally it's rented out on a long-term rental. A lady's building a house. Normally, he can X off the weekends when we're going to be up there, and we get to use both houses.
That's good. And Well, I'm getting ready to turn into the yard and try, and it's going to get noisy, so I'll catch up to you later. Good to talk to you. ND7J, W2T, 73.
Okay, Rusty, have a good one. ND7J, mobile clear.
Good thing. I was just getting ready to get him, waiting for an opening there, Rusty. N0TR.
House there, Tom.
Well, I was directing that at you. I was waiting on you to make some kind of an error where I can nail you, but... Oh, well, I'll just have to say good afternoon, Bob.
I knew exactly what you were up to, and I just wasn't gonna... I wasn't gonna jump into that rabbit patch.
My pants on fire. Only if you got the chance, huh? How you been, buddy?
Well, actually, just chugging away, working a little bit, not a lot, but enough, and hanging around the house. That's about it. Went to Atlanta a couple weeks ago to a wedding. Had a nice time doing that, so that was fun. And that's about it. How you guys been doing?
Jill, we went into Costco's here. Christmas shopping, hi. We're doing all right. We've had bad colds, but we're getting over them, Bob.
He is, I'd say, you know, he's back to what was normal, which was, you know, a year and some months ago now, you know, last September or October. I'd say he's pretty much back to the way he was then. But he's old and wants things to happen right now. So sometimes it's a little aggravating, but you just kind of chug your way through.
I'm just 47 and dyslexic, but I'm getting there, too.
Here. So, have you guys tried to make sausage at all?
Bernice decided that it was too much involved in it, Bob. Normally, anything that you give us a recipe for, we go for. But, I don't know. What do you want to say about it, Bob?
Well, it sounds like too much.
Yeah, the truth, it is a lot of messing around. The adults are great, but I usually make, between 5 to 10 pounds at a time. So next time I make some, I'll just bring you down a couple of links, and you'll have it for a dinner or two.
She said she'd love to try that. We get things like that for the... barbecue now and then, Bob, but not too much. I gotta kind of watch my salt because of the heart problems, but that sure looks yummy, I'll tell you for sure.
Good thing where you take the kibasa after it's all been made and smoked, and you slice it into about a 1-inch slice, and then you wrap it with bacon, and you take some cream cheese and some cheddar cheese, and you mix that together real good, and you put it in the middle of that bacon, and they call that a pork shot. You stick it on the barbecue for about 40 or 45 minutes till the bacon is nice and crisp, and it's kind of like a little one-bite appetizer. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're addicting.
Sounds good.
Yeah, Vanessa, sounds good. Well, we just bought 2 pork loins, one for the kids and one for us. They had big, long, beautiful pork loin there at Costco's for 99 cents a pound.
Brad Dingle's yesterday or today, I forget which day I was in there. But, yeah, and I'll usually every now and then I'll buy a pork loin like that, cut a roast or two off of there, and then some thin chops and some thicker chops and make several meals out of that.
You know, her questions, and the guy in the butcher shop, I told her, I said, you probably need a butcher saw. Like, I worked in a butcher shop for several years when I was a kid, and he said, oh, no, you just good sharp knife, and you can do it. Just send 0TR.
Sharp knife with that boneless loin, you can make them as thin or as thick as you want. I've actually got a meat slicer now. It'll slice to a quarter of an inch. And then down to, like, shredded shave, you know. But I like to take that pork loin and figure out how much I want to use for chops, put it in the freezer for about 15 or 20 minutes, and then put it on that slicer at about an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch, and make you some nice thin chops to make breaded pork chops.
Lisa's got a meat slicer. I like it when she, and she said this is boneless. I didn't realize that. I was thinking of making pork chop back when I was a kid there. And see a Chevrolet SS here with the top down. Boy, that's pretty. But if they're boneless, well, that ain't going to take much. She takes them down and puts them in the oven and some, what, cream of mushroom soup on them and some seasoning or something. And, man, that's layer-upping good. I love that with some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Tom, listen, I'm turning on the Spartanburg Highway here. It's all electrical lines. I'm going to get real scratchy. But might have time for one more. But if you lose me, you'll know why. NT7J, open.
Yeah, you're getting a little scratchy, Bob, but great to hear you. Stop by and see us sometime. And I sure love that antenna, that 160 that you told me about, and thanks again for that. And I shot it back up there with some of that silky wire, that seven-strand insulated stuff like Bill mentioned and you mentioned. And it's a lot better than just the 22-gauge copper-clad steel. And like you said, it's tough. That's what my 160's made out of. Take care, Bob. 73, we'll get you down the line. We're just leaving Spartanburg here at Costco.
ND7J
and 0TR. Clear?
Yeah, there you are, Tom. Yeah, you're in and out all over the place here with these wires. So you guys have a good one. Maybe I'll give you a phone call. ND7J, 73.
73's, Bob.